Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schuss for Ari Molly, Nino Rasi. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva at the end of the third parak, Kol Rishayim, Mumrim, Chayotim, Shechazer B'Tshuva, Be Megillah, Be Matmonios, Mekavim, Osim, Shnemar, Shuvu, Banim, Shovivim. That all Rishayim and Mumrim and apostates, similar to them, that were Chozer B'Tshuva, whether they did so in a revealed way, whether they did so privately, or makabel them, as it says, Shuvu banim shovivim, return sons who have strayed. The Kesef Mishnah writes that this din is also referring to the apikorsim. There's a difference. It's hard to realize sometimes to know what the censors changed and when the censors didn't change. Whenever talking about Mormon apikorsim, there's obviously the censors are going to have their eyes wide open because these are against Jews who aren't behaving the way Jews are supposed to behave or converting, and that would irk the censors. So in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam paskind that apikorsim, you're never mekabel them b'tshuva. So which one is it? Here the Rambam says, Kol Rishayim v'amrim chayotzivim shechazer b'tshuva, you're mekabel them, shuvu banim shovivim. Nechsevay dezara, the Rambam paskins, that apikorsim ein mekablim osam b'tshuva le'olam. As it says, Kol Be'er Lo Yeshuvun, all those who come will not return. Lo Yasigor Choschem, they will not attain the ways of life. And who are these Apikorsim? These Apikorsim are Atarim Achar Machshavos Libam B'Sichlus Tvarim She'amarnu Ad She'nimtzu Ovrim Al Gufei Torah Lahachis B'Sha'at Nefesh B'Yad Rama. These are the people who go after the thoughts of their heart with nonsensical things, like we said, and they're over al gufei Torah, they transgress inherent parts of the Torah with anger, to anger God, b'shat nefesh, b'yad rama, couldn't care less, they do with an outstretched arm, not shy about it. And then they say that there's no sin. You're not allowed to speak to them, don't answer them. Don't go near her house, and the machshava of an apikoros is for avodah zarah. So the Rambam here says that these apikorsim are out, and they can't come in. Rachmana l'tzlan, can't come back. Rachmana l'tzlan. So that's in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Here the Rambam says, Rishayim v'amrimim, you are mekabel them. The Kesef Mishnah says, even talking about apikorsim. So that's only those apikorsim that the Rambam was talking about there. Hatara machar machshavos libam b'sichlus dvarim she'amarnu hachinimtzu ovrim al gufei Torah lahachas b'shat nefesh b'yadam ravom shem b'zeavon. They talk nonsense. They're over lahachis, they say they're not doing a sin. So only such apikorsim aren't accepted b'tshuva. So Rav Futner explained that all of these conditions that the Rambam enumerated, over magufei Torah lahachis, b'shat nefesh, b'yadrom, b'orim shem zelvon, that's only le'inyan tshuva. That le'inyan tshuva, you're not accepting them back. Aval b'chol dinei Torah. So if these apikarsim, or the worst type of apikarsim, then you're not accepting them b'tshuva. But b'chol dinei Torah, v'vada, you don't need all of these conditions. And stam an apikaris is somebody who has kfir dika opinions. And so too, a mamar lahachis is somebody who could eat heter and eats isser. So in order for him to be a mumra, that's enough. You don't need these conditions of shat nefesh, yad rama, etc. So when it comes to tshuva, if you're stam an apikaris, not you, if a person is stam an apikaris, then he can do tshuva. V'chol shar dinei Torah, he has a din of an apikaris, if he just has deos kozos. And when are you not accepting him b'tshuva? You're not accepting him b'tshuva if he fulfills the conditions in Ochtav Adazarav, b'yad rama, b'shat nefesh. He really does it in an obnoxious way. So we have this chilek here between Hilchas Tshuva and Sha'ar Dinei Torah. In Hilchas Tshuva there are certain conditions where he's not accepted back. And in Sha'ar Dinei Torah, you don't need these conditions. So we have to understand the reason that there is this distinction between Tshuva and Sha'ar Dinei Torah. So this begins with the Gemara that tells us that Kol Ba'el Lo Yeshuvon V'lo Yesigu Orchos Chaim is Minus. That the Gemara says that people who can't return are Minim. So if not for the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah, we would say that Tshuva is only effective for a sin that was done B'derech Michshol Al Yedei Taivas Onigios V'Hamshachas Hayetzer. When can you do tshuva? If a person stumbles because he has a taiva, a person has biases, a person has a strong evil inclination, but if it's a sin that pertains to one's opinions, to one's mind, there's no tshuva. And on this it says, all those who come cannot return. All those who come to the world of Chet and Das and Seichel cannot return. Because that's what Minus normally means. But since we see B'dvarav Shel HaRambam that he made conditions in this Minus, so B'vadai Shehadvarim Mochichim She'ein Heyader HaTshuva B'Minus Mekmei Shemekomo Shel HaChetu B'Das. Not that you can't do tshuva just because it comes in the world of das. Because the Rambam makes conditions for this minus. That it's not only in the world of das. So it must be that there's another parish in the Gemara when it says about minus, Kol Ba'el Lo Yeshuvim. And the reason is that on Minos it says Kol Ba'el Lo Yeshuvim is because the Ikar Chiyus, the primary vitality of Tshuva, is found in the Stira that's found in a person when he sins. In other words, if a person who has proper Emunah and he has a straight thinking mind and he sins Mitzad Hamshachas HaYetzer, so B'Shas HaChet Gufo, when he's actually sinning, sichloi v'daitoi soisrim heimis hachet, his seichel, his das, contradict the sin. And hatshuva mitparneset hi min hahitnagdut hakayemet bo be'adam hachote b'oto rega. Tshuva receives its sustenance from the conflict that's found in a person who sins. When he's sinning, but inside he's not feeling good about it. That's that internal conflict that allows for tshuva. So the hisnagdus l'chait, the opposition to the sin that occurs in a person when at that moment of sin, is what breaks out when he arouses himself to do tshuva. And because of this, as long as the sin is b'das v'seichel, so the sinner who sins, Bidea Kozeves Shel Kefira, one who sins when he has false opinions of Kefira, of heresy, there is no internal koach that's going to break out and arouse him to do tshuva. And that's the din of Korbe Lo Yeshuvim, that if B'Shas HaChet there's no koach pnimi that's going to break out to contradict the sin, tshuva is not effective. So here comes the chiddush of the Rambam, is the Kesef Mishnah's Medayik, that even if a person is filled with the Ruach of Kfira B'Shas HaChet, Ad Kedei Kach, that he's Koifer Be'etzim Metzius HaChet, he denies the very reality of sin. He says it's not a sin. Nevertheless, if this Kfira hasn't controlled him, ruled over him, to bring him to do deeds with in an obnoxious way, b'sha'at nefesh u'b'yad rama, he doesn't care. He's going to show us that he's doing this sin. So we still say about this person that we don't say about this person, as long as he hasn't reached that stage of shat nefesh, that he had no isnag dislechet. There's even a person who's a kofar, but when he's doing this sin, even the apikoros who's doing this sin still is going to have this nekuda of hisnagdus. And we say fakert, as long as we see that the kfira hasn't so overwhelmed him, overpowered him, he still has b'toch tocho, he still has this ratzon, he still has this ratzon to do good, he still has this hisnagdus techeit. There's still this nekuda, this point that can be mitparetz, that could break out afterwards and bring him to tshuva. So this is very deeply hidden, but if sof he was misorah to tshuva, we say that the hakbala of shilton hakfira, the limitation of the dominion of this heresy that was preventing him from doing maisim of yad rama and sha'at nefesh, even b'shas hachet he's not feeling good about it. So that's what breaks out and brings him to tshuva. Just if the kfira is so overpowering that there's no limitation to it, and it brings him to the befo'al mamish, to the lahachitz bi'adram of v'shat nefesh, and b'shas hachet there was no emuna in the stira of the chet, there's no internal feeling that something here is wrong, then this guy is a goner. But as long as he isn't doing b'shas b'yad rama b'shat nefesh, there's still hope he can return. We're only done, we only view him, we only judge him as kol ba'eh lo yeshuvun if he's mamish orangutan in the sin completely, that he couldn't care less and he's happy to do it. I mean, we have today, people have marches trying to justify certain behaviors, saying ein b'zechet, we're proud of it, it's mamish gevaldik. So what they're feeling mamish b'shas hachet, I don't know, but a person who b'shas hachet is mamish, doesn't care, he wants to anger God, he does it b'yad ram, he does it b'shat nefesh, such a person kol ba'el lo yeshuva. And that is all b'hilchos tshuva. There we need this category of minus that doesn't leave anything in a person of heyader minus. He is such a heretic. He is a long gone heretic. He's out of there. A But b'shar dinei Torah, there's no nafkamina in the amount of the power of this minus. As long as there's minus, it's minus l'chol divrei Torah. So if you have somebody who's an apikoros, who's a mummer, he's an ovid avodah zarah, he denies fundamentals of our faith, so l'chol dinei Torah, he has a din of a min, or a mummer, an apikoros, or a min. So that's such a person when it comes to kol dinei Torah. When it comes to not doing tshuva, it has to be a zah sort aveira that he doesn't feel any sense of remorse. He doesn't feel any internal conflict, and he just does sins l'hachis b'yad ramo v'sha'at nefesh. What's the makor of this halacha in the Rambam that distinguishes between minus of tshuva and regular minus? So that's the Hemshech Sigis HaGemara that we alluded to before, about Azar Yud Zayin, that tells us about Rebbe Lazar ben Dur Daya. He also couldn't do tshuva. Why? Because he was a orangutan, an azah, miustik avirus, the lowest level of avirus, Rachmana Litzlan, of znus. The Gemara says that kevan da adukba b'taiva kol kach, he's so connected to his taiva, it's keminus damya. It has the status of minus. It's like he was an apikoros. Now it's pashut that b'din mumer b'litei avon shel kol haTorah, we don't find a chiluk whether this mumer is oduk b'taiva or not. If he does it machmas taiva, then he has a din of mumer l'tei avon. He's a mumer. He's somebody who's not keeping mitzvahs, but he's doing it out of an appetite. But here you have in the world of tshuva a mumer who's odukba, a baal taiva who's odukba. He's mamish connected to this taiva. So that's all in the world of tshuva. So this is mochiach, the din of the Rambam, that the din minus of tshuva is different than stam dine minus. For dine minus to tshuva, we require that b'shaas hacheit, he can't even have, in the deepest recesses of his soul, any little point of opposition to this sin. He is so connected to the sin. So the Rambam therefore established what's going to be this shir, that somebody that we see in Avodah Zarah is somebody so connected to the sin, it's like minus, and therefore he can't do tshuva. So the Rambam says, you know what the type of who this is? This is somebody who is doing the Avera b'shat nefesh u'b'yad rama. If a person is doing the Avera b'shat nefesh u'b'yad rama, so then, he's not opposed to the sin at all. He's 100% on board with this sin. He has no internal conflict. And about that, the Gemara says he can't do tshuva. So we learn from here that the true essence of tshuva is that there is a revelation, a coming out from the hidden places to the revealed places of that hidden koach that opposed the sin, even at the time of sin. Ad kedei kach, that if no such point exists, then we say about such a person, kol ve'eha lo yeshuvun, that all of those who come to do sin, they cannot return. So that's one very big yisod in dinei tshuva. There has to be at the time of sin an akuda that's mitnagei to the sin. Now, many people today are, according to many poskim, tinokos shenishbu. So if a person's a tinok shenishba, so I don't know if we expect there to be any nekuda that's misnagid lechait, because they're just not holding at all, they're not even aware that it's a sin. So we're talking about people who have in their consciousness that it's a sin, and nevertheless they do it. So that's a very important point, and therefore I would assume that the Rambam would say that we would welcome such people back to Yiddishkeit, even if they have no nekuda that opposes to the sin, even if they're over biyad ram rishat nefesh. They mamish don't know, they think religion is a relic of the past. But people who know better about them, the Rambam paskins what he paskins, and I hope we will be able to continue this discussion, because there's more to say, and we should be zocheh l'ilmod u'lelamed lishmor v'latzos u'lekayim es kol divrei salmud torah u'v'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.